thanks for joining me today, dude. I want to first of all say congrats on Popular Monster going platinum.
Thank you. Yeah, that's crazy, huh?
Did you have any idea that that song would go so big, so viral?
No, I just I knew it was good though, because I remember when I heard it mixed for the first time, I was like, oh, this is so good. Like, I felt it. So I knew that my fans would really like it, but I didn't realize it would explode to all eyes are on me at that point, you know. So
do you feel like Zombified's going to go the same route? Because I was watching footage from one of your recent tours, and the crowd was screaming the lyrics back, which was pretty awesome.
Yeah, I think it's number 7 on Active Rock US right now. So that's pretty sick. The Popular Monster went to number 1 for 3 months. It took 7 months to get there. And, it, you know, it's we're new to the radio at that point. This is a lot faster for us. But I mean, yeah, the reaction is pretty crazy for Zombified. I think the content is more of a topical political thing. Mm-hmm. I didn't mean for it to be political, but people automatically assumed it was politics involved. But, you know, that's how music is, I guess. But Popular Monster was more personal. I think that the reason that that will be the bigger forever is because of what the content is about.
Speaking of Zombified, going to be on your new EP, Neon Zombie. Is Neon Zombie going to be more like Zombified? Like, can we expect kind of a theme, or?
Can't tell you that.
Dang it. Nothing. You can't give us anything? Like, no dates, no nothing?
I just don't like, I like when people are surprised.
Okay.
There's no mystique anymore. Everybody shares their music videos that they're shooting while they're shooting it on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And it's like that kind of vibe. And I just never been like that. I like to be like, here you go, when it's all polished and
okay,
like magical. You know what I mean?
I don't hate that. I kind of like the surprise too. It's fun when you're just going throughout your day and then your favorite band just drops a new song and you're like, oh, this is awesome.
Yeah, because your expectations are minimal because I didn't tell you anything.
Exactly.
You're like, well, he said it was like this. And then what if it changes? You know, I don't know. So,
We don't have like, I know you said you wanted to keep it secret, but I want to know if like, are we going to get a new single soon? When can we expect it? Or you just want to keep that really under wraps?
Yeah, I'll just keep, I can't tell you.
All right. I'm not going to pry, dude. I know you just finished a tour, but with Neon Zombie, hopefully on the way soon. Can we expect another tour from you guys later this year?
Oh yeah. And it's a big one too. So
okay,
we're talking about it with these other people.
Once again, no details, right?
Yeah.
That's fine, dude.
That one I really can't, because that's other people involved. So I definitely can't talk about that yet.
I get that. Speaking of which, I noticed you guys weren't on the When We Were Young Fest. Did they approach you at all? Did you turn that down? What are your thoughts 100%. On the whole thing?
Turned it down.
Really?
Yeah. Vegas is my hometown. They definitely offered. The offer was not, it just felt like they were, you know, I'm not knocking it or anything. It just felt like they were doing this quantity over quality. There's a lot of good,
yeah,
every band you can think of. All the bands are good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, most of them, 90% of them, I haven't heard of some of them, but 90% of them that I've heard of are all great legends. But I was like, wait, one day for all this? When they asked me,
yeah,
they extended it. But I was like, there's no way I couldn't do it. I just felt like the person that was putting it on didn't put into account that there's technical difficulties that happen with bands.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no time. So where's the time go for that into their set?
A lot of people are calling it a scam and saying that this isn't going to happen, even with the 3 days. You've obviously been doing this a long time. Were there any red flags that popped up when you were approached?
I don't know about red flags. Yeah, I guess that's what you want to call it. Maybe a yellow flag, maybe not a red flag, but I'm just being nice. But yeah, I just didn't. They asked me and they told me where I would be on the ad mat. And that's a big part of it, too. They were just throwing our name in there. And I'm like, my band's doing pretty good right now. I've worked a long time for this. And I don't just want to be thrown into a middle of a thing without Like, and then when I saw the ad man, I'm like, what the heck, dude? What is this? The whole arrangement of it. I was like, what? Who did a kid draw this? What is this? But yeah, I don't know. It's just too much. I thought it was too much.
Yeah, that's another concern a lot of people are talking about is how long are these bands going to play for? Like 5 seconds? They're going to play one song and get off?
I think the technical difficulties is not being taken into account. There's going to be a ton of them. Every band will probably encounter technical difficulties. If you add all those minutes up, it's going to run 2 hours after the set. I mean, there's going to be a curfew. And then, you know what I mean? There's just a lot. It just seems insane.
Yeah.
Warped Tour was 70 bands with like 70 or 9 stages, right?
Yeah.
And it worked. And even they had their problems, but it still worked. This is what, 4 stages?
Something like that. 3 or 4. That was going to be my next question. How do you compare it to Warped Tour? Like, because a lot of people are comparing it to Warped Tour. They're like, well, Warped Tour had so many bands and everything, but yeah, Warped Tour had a lot more stages. So
yeah, that's the difference.
Yeah.
That's why the Warped Tour worked. They're spread out across a giant festival field where like 3, 4, 5, 6 bands can play at the same time. Then it would end at like 9 o'clock at night.
Oh, I missed
and
the
start
Warped
at 11. You know what I mean? What the hell? 4 stages, 97 bands, dude. No way, dude. What?
I'm very curious to see how this is going to play out. And do you?
It'll work. They'll make it work. They're going to make it work for sure.
I was going to say, do you think possibly you would regret not playing if this turns out well? Or are you just whatever?
Because it's just too scattered. There's too many bands. Mm-hmm. There's a saying that there's too much of a good thing is a bad thing. There's too much. Mm-hmm. It's too much. There's too much. Like, I don't know. It's just too much. It's too much. Period. End of story. It just seems like 4 stages and it's too much going on. You get on stage, you play for 28 minutes, get off stage and then you're done. I mean, that's cool, but I haven't played Vegas in a while. I'd rather do a headlining show there, you know,
and have a full set.
Right.
I completely understand.
I'll do next year when they have it figured out.
Maybe they'll turn it into a 3-day festival. That seems like the best route to go.
Yeah. That's what I thought that they did. They said they spread it from, they did a 3 days, they extended it. I was like, I should have done that. I should have agreed to it because now they extended it. And they're like, no. They extended it. It's the same festival 3 days in a row.
It's going to be ridiculous.
Yeah.
I did want to ask you about TikTok. I noticed you have your own trend happening on TikTok. I haven't tried it yet. I need to do it. I'm not really good at makeup.
But, you're talking about the toilet thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's one of many that I didn't start it. My music did, I guess. The Good Girls, Bad Guys one. That was super cringe. And then. Yeah, understandably so. That song's cringy. You know what I mean? It's like, it's been years, you know, you're allowed to say that now. So it's, so I understand.
Is it weird that you have your own trends on TikTok? Or are you just like, yeah, this is cool? Because I've seen you respond to some of them and you're like, yeah, this is fun. I like this.
Yeah, as long as it's genuine. If it's genuine, then it matters. But if it's like just to get views, the ones I don't like are the ones that are just fake. You could just tell. I know you know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. You scroll and you see them and they're, what do they call them, thirst traps?
Yeah,
they're like looking in the mirror. So I just I'll never like that. I'll never like, you know the difference.
Yeah.
And it's cute and it's adorable and it's sweet and you can tell that they're happy and that's different.
Yeah.
Can't knock that.
I like that you're all over social media too. It's fun. Do you have a favorite platform that you like to hang out on? Because I just found out you're on Twitch too. So yeah, you really are all over the place.
I delete them off my phone so I don't spend too much time on it because Twitter is like the worst place, you know, as you, anybody can tell you that.
I hate Twitter.
Everybody gets attacked on there, you know, but, Twitter and Instagram. I think Instagram's kind of dead now, right?
That makes me sad because that one's my favorite, but I think you're right because everybody's kind of flocking towards TikTok right now.
Yeah, because your engagement is real on TikTok mm-hmm. and Instagram. It's they're censoring your engagement and your followers and stuff. I like TikTok. I don't have it on my phone. I download it, I look at it, then I'll post something and then I'll delete it because it takes up too much time, valuable time.
So. Oh yeah, I know. I'll be in here doing my show, scrolling TikTok, and I'm like, oh crap, I've missed breaks.
Yeah, it's a natural reaction. You can't help.
Yeah.
Anybody that says that they don't do that, they're lying.
Agreed.
It's a natural human addiction. It's crazy.
Speaking of Instagram, I saw one of your posts. You captioned it with fell in love with an emo guy, obviously ripping off MGK. Are you a fan of him, or are you kind of on board with everybody else who's like ripping him online right now?
I don't hate him.
That's like the thing people are doing. It's fun to hate MGK right now.
I think he kind of brings it on himself, you know, with some of the stuff seems a little ingenuine. I'm going to be honest, but I haven't known him for years. Personally, I've known him for a long time. We're not like friends where we don't call each other and hang out or anything. But I have songs that people think are cringy now that were not when they came out.
Yeah.
So I understand. I used to dress. I was like him, but I actually was been doing music my whole life, like rock music. You know, I didn't switch over or anything. But so I understand why people are making fun of his stuff. I understand. I'm like, well, he's going to grow out of that and he's going to look back and be like, oh, that's cringy. I know he's going to.
Yeah.
He's just in that moment right now. People are making fun of him. I feel kind of bad for him, though. It's a lot. It's like not a little bit. It's a lot.
Yeah.
And I'm saying that and I get people talk shit about me a lot. I think people just talk shit about everybody a lot, but him a lot. Oh my God, man.
It really is all over my feed. I'll get on
it's
TikTok
all you see.
And
it's nothing
just
positive.
No,
nothing.
It's just MGK hate.
I've never seen one positive thing, you know, and that bothers me. And I don't know, maybe he brings it on himself a little bit, but it's too much, I think.
Do you think it was because he started beef with Eminem and Slipknot and people just didn't want to take that? And they were
that
like...
I think it's just, you know how people can kind of like see, you know, like they see someone and they think that they're pretending or something. Maybe it's that. Maybe it's a little mixture of that. When Blink-182 exploded back in the day, I used to listen to them and they're still around now, but people used to call me a poser for listening to them because they said that they're fake and see what I'm saying? Like the repeating of that cycle. And MGK is probably the new Blink-182 when it comes to that. You know, he's just wearing the crazy clothes and making the music that, you know, I don't personally listen to, but I know young people listen to it. And if you listen to that, you're a poser, just like you were when you listened to Blink-182. You know what I mean?
I do.
I'm just trying to be as nice as possible here, dude.
You're totally
it's
fine.
True, though. I loved Blink-182, and I got made fun of in high school for listening to it because I wasn't a real punk. You know, I was like, I don't care.
I think you should just listen to what you want to listen to and just screw what people think. I don't care. I really don't care. I know you said we have about 15 minutes. One listener did want to ask a question about Zombified, and he said, if you've received any backlash over the song since it's about cancel culture.
Yeah, I think people took the song. I mean, this person knows the answer to this.
Yeah.
They literally know. What the heck, dude? You know. Whoever that is knows. But I did. Because people assumed that I was just whining about myself. And I'm like, and if you're smart enough to know that not once do I say I until the very end, but I say we, us, them, they, us. You know, it's very, very obvious. America, I mean, not me. It's us as a whole. So, yeah.
Awesome. Well, I will take this back to that listener. Thank you so much, dude. I appreciate you hanging out with me today.
Thank you. I like your posters. I'm trying to read all of them. We got the Butcher's Babies. You got, Avenged Sevenfold. He's, Matt is so nice, man. That guy is a sweetheart.
Yeah, I got to talk to him a long time ago, and he was just very nice to me.
Very sweet. He is. Skillet, you got Skillet. You just got the Radio Rock. This is awesome. Beartooth, okay. They're good live. Beartooth?
Yeah. They just came to Boise recently. They were awesome.
Damn, you got all this stuff.
You got to come sign our poster.
Yeah, dude, this is sick. I like this. It's like a little, it's like a green, like a venue.
Yeah.
Almost. They put all, you know what I mean? They put all the stuff on the walls.
There's some more.
Oh, that's an old Avenged. Is that an old Avenged one?
Yeah, that's from like their self-titled days.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
Now I feel old. Holy, I remember those days. Jeez, that was 2007.
Yeah, I was in middle school.
Right on.
Awesome. Well, thanks, dude. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
You have a great day, man.
You too. Later.
Bye.